Kerry, of course, are searching for All-Ireland glory to bring back to the kingdom. But another Kerry native who is hoping to bring glory back from Dublin, representing her county, is my next guest. Her name is Casey McCormack. She's just 18 years old and she's from Tralee. And Casey was chosen recently as Miss Kerry, and she will be going forward to the Miss Ireland finals, which are to be held in August. I caught up with her earlier today for a chat. Casey, you're very welcome and congratulations on becoming Miss Kerry.
Thank you so much.
So tell us about how it all began and how you entered the competition in the first place.
So basically I entered the competition because I wanted to, you know, become out of my comfort zone, because it's something I would have never experienced before. And I did find it a really good experience, and I thought to myself, if I don't benefit anything from it, I'll benefit confidence. And I want to show people, you know, that you can overcome whatever fears you have, and you can do anything.
Well, that's a great attitude. So yeah. Would you be naturally kind of shy? You wouldn't be someone who'd push themselves forward?
Completely, like, I'd be very shy.
Really?
Yeah.
So did you have to enter a heat to become Miss Kerry, or how did that all happen?
Yeah, so basically it was originally, like, it was a bit different this year. It was Miss Munster. So there was one girl from, like, each county selected. So there was a few girls from each county, and there was two from Kerry. So basically you go to the competition. It was on in Clonmel, and there was an interview, and then there was three rounds, a sportswear round which was sponsored by Verso Fashions. Then there was an eco round, which is something new that Miss Ireland have brought in, because their whole, you know, slogan now is that they want to be more environmentally friendly. Basically it was things that you've worn before that has a purpose to you, and then there's the ball gown round as well.
Oh my god, sounds like a load of work.
Yeah, it was a lot of rushing around.
A lot of rushing around. So you've just done the leaving cert in Prez here in Tralee.
Yeah.
Waiting for the results.
Yeah.
They're not due until September, is it?
Yeah, not till September.
Okay, so tell us about your career plans.
I'm kind of taking it as it goes now. I'm seeing what happens. But hopefully I want to do nursing.
Okay, and any particular type of nursing?
I'd like to specialise in either mental health nursing, and then kind of go into individualised care requirements for eating disorders, because it's something I've always been very passionate about as someone who has struggled with it myself.
Okay, and was that when you were a younger teenager?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that must have been tough.
It was, yeah, but I'm glad I'm out the other side of it now.
Yeah, and you know, that's something that's become very common with young girls, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of it is from social media, because you see all these images and they're never, like, they're always, I know myself, like, I'm guilty of it. There's 100 different pictures taken, like, and it's like the best out of one. And then these girls are looking up to you and they think, oh, I want to look like that. And that's, I think that's the most negative side of social media.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you feel you've come out the other side, and did you get a lot of help with the eating disorder, yeah?
Yeah, I did, mostly from my family and friends. And it was kind of, you know, I kind of had to step back and think, like, I can't live like this anymore, like, you know, because life is for living, like, and there's no point in, you know, drowning in that, like, sadness.
And were you kind of getting obsessed about your size and what you were eating and all of that?
Yeah, I was completely, like, it was a lot of, like, comparing myself to other people, and just, you know, it was an awful place to be in.
Yeah, I can imagine that must have been a tough time. Well, it's great that you're out the other end, and,
yeah,
and here you are, and you're a fabulous role model for young girls. So you'd love to kind of go into that whole area of nursing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So you're waiting for the leave and cert results to see how that pans out.
Yeah, hopefully.
So listen, what are your plans for the summer? And I know you're working, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm working part-time in DVH just for summer. So I love going to DVH to work, because you get to dress up and it's completely my scene.
Yeah, so you love fashion and
yeah,
all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happens next in terms of Miss Ireland? Where is there just one night, or are there several events, or what?
So there is a few events leading up to it. There's a fashion show on the 24th of July in Dublin in TBC, and the fashion show works like, say that you need 3 outfits sponsored to the value of €100, and then that business, or, like, you know, boutique, can then be shown online, by social media, by posting and advertise and promote it through that way. Then there's the final on the 20th of August, and the night before there's a charity ball also.
Okay, so that's all happening in August. So you'll knock the summer out of it, yeah, so to speak. Are you excited?
I'm excited but nervous at the same time.
So when on the night of the ball, do you all go up and get interviewed, kind of like the Rosa Tralee type thing?
I think the ball is more so like, it sounds silly, but like bonding, because I have met such lovely girls, and it's more so like a celebration of women together in Miss Ireland, because I think we all have like a sleepover then that night, the ball. Yeah.
A sleepover, yeah. For big girls.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. And what do your parents and your family make of it all?
Oh, my mom was delighted, because my mom was Miss Kerry as well in the 90s.
Oh, was she?
So she's like living her second life again.
Ah, that's unbelievable. What's your mom's name?
Gail McCormack.
Gail. Oh, I think I know Gail. I know Gail. Ah, oh, very good. So she's a stunning looking woman as well.
Yeah, she is.
She's absolutely stunning. So so she's really, really proud of you, obviously.
Oh, she's delighted. I think she was shocked when she heard my name. She was crying and everything.
Ah, that's brilliant. Yeah. So you've a hell of an exciting summer ahead of you. I mean, you're leaving cert results to come, and then maybe starting college and the whole Miss Ireland thing as well.
Yeah, it's all happening.
Yeah. What do you make, this is the hard question now coming up, Casey, what do you make of people who criticise beauty pageants and things like that, and they say, oh, it's teaching girls that it's all about your looks? What would you say to that?
I definitely don't agree with that, because I feel that, you know, especially this year, Miss Ireland has a new slogan, it's beauty with a purpose. So they want to show, especially young people and just everyone, that it's in the name, like beauty with a purpose. So it's not all about looks, it's about what you bring to the table, what your personality means. So I feel like it's more of a celebration of women.
And that is 18-year-old Casey McCormack from Tralee there speaking to me earlier. A lovely, lovely young woman, and representing Kerry in the Miss Ireland finals, which will take place later this summer in the month of August. So we wish her all the very best, and a great interviewee as well, and spoke very frankly about the whole issue of eating disorders. So we wish her all the very best for the future, not just in the pageant, but of course in her Leaving Cert and further studies as well.